precious husband home from the Philippines safely.
主啊，我感谢你把我宝贵的丈夫从菲律宾平安的带回家来。
We thank you for the kingdom work.
我们为着你国度的工作跟你献上感恩。
The power.
能力。
Of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力。
That was released in the Philippines.
在菲律宾圣灵所释放的能力，我们为你感上感谢。
We give you all the glory and all the praise.
我们将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We come today to exalt your holy name.
我们今天来到这里也为着高举你的圣名。
Father, open every heart today to receive.
父神，求你敞开每一个人的心来领受在今天。
Help us to lay our culture aside.
帮助我们把我们的文化放下来。
Father, help us to be your children.
父神，帮助我们成为你的孩子。
We want your heart.
我们希望得着你的心。
Give us your heart, Daddy.
哦，阿爸父，把你的心给我们。
Give us your heart, Papa.
爸爸，把你的心给我们。
Father, we ask that you let us hear your heartbeat.
父神，我们恳求你，让我们聆听到你心的跳动。
Give us a heart for souls.
给我们你爱灵魂的心。
The Great Commission.
伟大的使命。
Father, burn within us.
父神啊，让那伟大使命的呼召燃烧在我们的心灵里面。
Your passion.
你的爱火。
For the lost.
为着世上灵魂的爱火。
And the dying world.
为着世上的世界。
Help us to die to ourselves.
帮助我们向着己死。
Help us to die to ourselves.
帮助我们向着己死。
To our religion.
为着我们自己的宗教。
To our traditions.
为着我们的传统。
Father, help us to be like Jesus.
父神，帮助我们像耶稣一样。
The world needs Jesus.
这个世界需要耶稣。
China needs Jesus.
中国需要耶稣。
All of Asia needs Jesus.
所有的亚洲的地方都需要耶稣。
Israel needs Jesus.
以色列需要耶稣。
Europe needs Jesus.
欧洲需要耶稣。
The 1040 window needs Jesus.
北纬40度也需要耶稣。
America needs Jesus.
美国需要耶稣。
Father, we want you.
父神，我们需要你。
We want nothing of ourselves.
我们不要自己的任何东西。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，请你来。
Fill us afresh and anew today.
让你崭新的膏抹今天来浇灌充满我们。
Let us feel your pain.
让我们感受到你的心痛。
Your grief.
你的悲伤。
Let us see one another with your eyes.
让我们是真的能够哦帮助互相的帮补。
We thank you that you have chosen us.
我们感谢你拣选了我们。
We are so privileged.
我们真是多么的特权，能被你拣选。
To be called your children.
而能被称为你的孩子。
We thank you for the cross.
我们为着十字架来感恩。
We thank you for the blood.
我们为着你流的宝血感恩。
We thank you for the redemption.
我们感谢你的救赎。
That came through the lamb.
透过羔羊。
The precious.
宝贵的。
Perfect.
完全的。
Sacrifice.
牺牲。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢你父神
In Jesus name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
This is my precious husband, Michael.
这是我宝贵的先生 Michael. 他昨天晚上刚从菲律宾回来
Yeah, I say he just came home last night.
We have a kingdom marriage.
我们是一个国度的婚姻
He's not on top of me.
他不是在我的名单上的地位
I'm not on top of him.
我也不是他拣选妻子的第一个
I'm not walking behind him.
我也不是在他的后面跟随他。
He's not walking ahead of me.
他也不走在我的前面。
We're walking side by side.
我们是彼此的一同的这样子互相的帮补。
We're both ministers.
我们两个人都是传道人。
We travel the nations.
我们到列国列邦去。
There's times that we're separated for a month or 2 months at a time.
有时候我们一分开就是一两个月。
Because we know that we're called to build the kingdom.
因为我们彼此了解，我们是为国度的呼召而活的。
He didn't marry me for my accent.
他也不是为着我来结婚的。
Or my good looks.
或者我的好看来结婚。
I didn't marry him for his good looks.
我也不为着他的英俊来跟他结婚。
I didn't marry him because he's from Jerusalem.
我也不因着他是从耶路撒冷来而结婚的。
I married him because Jesus brought us together.
我跟他结婚是因为耶稣把我们带在一起。
God is bringing his people together.
神在这个时候是他把人们带在一起。
It doesn't matter what culture you come from.
不管你是从什么样的文化来的。
It doesn't matter what language you speak.
也不管你是讲什么样的语言。
It doesn't matter what valley you've walked through.
也不管你是在走在什么样的道路上。
It doesn't matter what kind of education you have.
也不管你是从什么样的教育背景来的。
What matters are you a child of God?
所需要的是你是否是神的儿子和孩子们。
What matters is your name written in the book of life.
重要的是你的名字是不是写在生命册上了。
What matters, who do you love, is number one.
最重要的是谁是你所守爱的。
Our ministry is called Unconditional Love Ministries.
我们的事工叫做完全没有条件的爱这样的一个事工。
Unconditional love is the heart of the Father.
父神的心就是毫无条件的爱。
How can we love one another?
我们怎么来爱彼此
？Without understanding,
即使是你不了解的时候
；Without receiving,
即使你没有接受的时候
；His unconditional love,
他的毫无条件的爱。
For we are all sinners,
因为我们都是罪人。
We all have sinned.
我们都犯罪了。
None of us are perfect.
没有一个的我们是完全的。
Only Jesus.
唯有耶稣基督。
I want to tell a little bit about myself briefly.
我要很简短的介绍我自己。
I'm from around Dallas, Texas.
我是从达拉斯德克萨斯州来的。
But from the age 10 to 15, I went to 25 schools.
在我十岁到15岁的时候，我经历了去过了25个学校。
Because we moved around all the time.
因为我们永远一直在搬家。
There was times I had to sleep in the back seat of the car.
还有的时候我是要在车子的后座上睡觉。
I enjoyed it.
我确实非常享受那样的生活方式。
Because my father knew how he created me.
因为我的父神知道他怎么创造了我这个人。
See, my beginning really started in Christ before the foundations of the earth.
事实上，我在创世以前就已经被塑造了。
Also, your beginnings were there.
所以你们的开始也是在创世以前。
You weren't Chinese.
你并不是中国人。
Michael wasn't Arabic.
Michael 也不是阿拉伯人。
There was neither male or female.
在那个时候没有男性女性。
We were hidden in Christ.
我们都隐藏在耶稣基督里。
See, I have a revelation.
我有一个启示。
Of really where I'm from.
那就是我真的从哪里而来。
For I have seen him.
因为我见过了他。
And I am in love with him.
而且我非常的爱他。
And he's the reason I live, move, and have my being.
他也是我活着的目的和我做一切事情的目的。
As precious as my husband is and loves me,
即使我的丈夫这么对我来讲多么的珍贵也爱我
He's not the reason I live.
他却不是我活着的目的
As precious as my children,
即使我的孩子们多么的珍贵
are,
或者我的孙子孙女们多么的宝贝
are my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我的兄在主内的兄弟姐妹们
They're not the reason I get up every morning and take a breath.
他们却不是我每早晨起来呼吸的主要原因。
He loved me so much.
他是这么的爱我。
That he gave his life for me.
他为着我而牺牲了他的生命。
I should been hanging on the cross.
我是应该被钉在十字架上的。
I should have died for my sins.
我应该是为着我的罪而死的。
No church can do that for me.
没有一个教会可以为我做。
No theology.
没有任何的神学。
No education.
没有任何的教育。
No person.
没有任何人。
I can't even die for myself.
我甚至都不能为我自己而死。
Only Jesus.
唯有耶稣能。
In 2000,
在2000年的时候
I'm in Jerusalem.
当我在耶路撒冷时
During Passover,
在那个逾越节的时候
I come home at the end of Passover.
我在逾越节将结束结束的时候回到家里
And I had a voicemail waiting for me.
然后我听到一个录音等着我
It was the voice of my husband.
那就是我丈夫的声音
He said, call me. There's an emergency.
他说快快打电话给我有紧急的事
I called him.
我就打了电话给他
He said, are you alone?
然后他问我你是一个人在一起单独一个人在吗
I didn't like the sound of his voice
我不喜欢听到当时他的那种音调
I said, no, I have people in the home with me
我说不我有一些人跟在我在我的屋子里
He said, are you sitting down?
他说你坐下来了吗
Why are you asking me this?
我说你为什么问我这些问题呢
What has happened?
到底发生了什么事呢
He said, I hate to tell you this.
他说我真不想告诉你这个事
But Candy,
但是 Candy,
who is my oldest daughter,
她是我的最大的女儿
29 years old,
29岁
with four children,
有四个孩子
died in a motel room.
在一个小旅馆里面死掉了
Her children woke up to her dead that morning.
她的四个孩子那个早上醒来到她父亲那里。
And they knew that her father, their father had beat her the day before.
他们知道他们的父亲在前一天打了她妈妈很严重的打了她妈妈。
She had bruises on her face.
在她的脸上充满的血淤青。
And they could not wake her up.
然后他们就没有办法再叫醒她了。
My sister came.
我的妹妹去了。
And she had died around 6 o'clock that morning.
她清晨6点钟过世了，我的女儿。
I rushed home.
我很快地回到家中。
I see my oldest daughter laying in a coffin.
我看到我的大女儿在躺在棺木里。
My family is telling me that, that surely my son-in-law had killed her.
我的家人告诉我没有错是我的女婿杀了他
I went to visit my son-in-law
我去见我的女婿
And he was crying as he approached me
当他要接近我的时候他在哭
And I saw the cross behind him
然后我就看到耶稣的十字架在他的后面
I saw Jesus hanging on the cross
然后我就看到耶稣挂在十字架上
And he spoke to me so clearly.
然后耶稣很清楚地对我说
He said, you must forgive him.
你必须要原谅他
As I have forgiven you.
就像我原谅你一样
You must love him.
你必须要爱他
Unconditionally.
毫无条件地去爱他
The way I have loved you.
就像我无条件地爱你一样
And I had from heaven.
然后我在天上
Poured into my heart.
把我整个的心倒出来
This unconditional love
是完全没有条件的爱对着你
For Joseph
为了Joseph
Make a long story short
长话短说
She didn't die from him hitting her
事实上他不是因为我的女婿打他而死的
She took some medication that belonged to him
而是他拿了我的女婿的药吃了
Trying to ease a broken heart
只是为了要让他破碎的心能够感到舒服一点
But I believe she was crying out to Jesus
但我相信她是向着耶稣呼求
She was born again
她重生得救了
But the medication poisoned her system
但是那个药呢却使她中毒了
Satan, what Satan meant for evil.
撒旦是想要做一些破坏咒诅的工作。
God turned around for her good.
但是神 把咒诅变成祝福。
He took her home.
神就把她带回天家了。
He took her home.
他把我女儿带回天家了。
He heard the ache of her heart.
因为神听到她心里面的忧伤疼痛。
He saw her rejection.
他看到她遭受拒绝。
He felt her pain.
耶稣感受到我女儿的痛楚。
And he said, "Baby, come home."
所以他说。我的 baby 啊，回来吧。
And the night that I got the news that she died,
当我听到我女儿过世的消息的时候
，she spoke to me.
她告诉我
，she said, "Mama, I'm happy."
我的女儿告诉我，妈妈，我很快乐。
The peace here.
她说，在天上的平
安。The joy here.
在天上的喜乐。
I never understood.
我以前在地上是从来不能了解的。
But Mama, I'll see you one day.
但是妈妈，有一天我在天上会见你面的。
Don't grieve me.
不要为我感觉悲伤。
Don't mourn me.
不要为我忧伤。
I've gone home.
我回到天家了。
And something good will come out of this.
那因着这件事，会有一些好的事情会发生。
We were living in Florida at the time.
那个时候我们是住在佛罗里达州。
And my son-in-law came to visit us a year later.
我的女婿和我的孙子女们在一年后来拜访我们。
We were at a Christian International Family Church. Bishop Bill Hammond's the founder.
我们在CI 那个Bishop
Just Bill Hammond.
哎呀 ，Bill Hammond， 我不知道中文怎么翻哈。Bill Hammond 的教会里。
And I asked our pastor, who was Pastor Tom Hammond.
然后我也问我们的牧师 Tom Hammond
to meet with Joseph
来、见我的女婿 Joseph.
Joseph repented and rededicated his life to the Lord.
然后那一天我的女婿呢，他就在牧师面前认罪悔改，重新把自己再一次的献给神。2001年
，He's still there.
他仍然在那儿。
Do they have problems? Yes.
他们有问题吗？当然。
Is there some issues? Yes.
他们有一些问题的。
But Jesus has their hands on that.
但是耶稣的手在他们的身上。
I haven't seen my grandchildren in one year.
我一年了还没见到我的这一些孙子女们。
But I know I can do more for my grandchildren on my knees than I can by being with them.
但是我知道我用膝盖能够为他们祷告比我在他们的身旁更有效。
Because see, they belong to Jesus, not to me.
因为我的孙子们，他们是属于耶稣，不属于我。
They're souls.
他们是灵魂。
And they will serve him.
他们会服侍耶稣的。
They will be healed.
他们会被医治的。
They will be delivered.
他们会被释放的。
And they will do great exploits in his name.
而且他们会为耶稣的名做大事。
See, I chose not to allow the death of my daughter to stop me from serving Jesus.
所以你们看见，我选择不让我女儿的死来影响我的服事。
I didn't allow my mother's disapproval when I went to Israel the first time in 1988.
我也不允许我母亲对我在1988年第一次到以色列她不赞成的那一件事来影响我。
I didn't allow the people around me in the church who called me crazy.
我也不让在我教会里面围绕在我身旁的弟兄姐妹、批评我是疯狂的来影响我。
I didn't allow the empty bank account to stop me from walking in faith.
我也不让银行的账户里面没有一毛钱而影响到我凭信心的生活。
Because I was motivated by the love of Christ.
因为我是被耶稣的爱充满了激励而去行的。
I didn't need someone's approval.
我不需要人们对我的赞可。
I needed Jesus.
我需要的是耶稣对我的肯定。
And of course, he brought people into my life that imparted to me.
当然，他把一些人们带到我的面前来。
That brought wisdom from on high.
然后他们是从属天来的智慧带到我的身边。
That helped direct me into the righteous path.
这些神带来的人就在我的所行的道路上来指引我引领我。
Because what you see here today is a woman who was a woman of the world.
所以你们今天所看到的我原先是完全活在世界里的那一个我。
I was born again at 8 years old in a vacation Bible school in a Baptist church.
我是在八岁的时候在浸信会的一个暑期圣经学校里面重生得救。
I wanted to be a missionary from the very beginning.
我从那个时候开始我就想要做一个宣教士。
But I came from a family line, both mother and father, that was full of sin and iniquity.
但是我却是从父母两边是充满的罪恶的、罪孽的这样子的家庭里面出生的。
My father used to take me in his taxi cab, and I would sit in his taxi cab while he was in a motel room with another woman.
我的父亲常常把我带在计程车里面，我坐在计程车里面等着他在旅馆里面跟其他的女人做爱。
I had two half brothers that used my body sexually.
我也有两个跟我是同父异母的兄弟，他们却在性上面侵犯了我。
I married at 15 to a man that was mentally ill and an alcoholic and very perverse.
我在15岁的时候跟一个性方面有问题，而且在那个精神方面有问题，也是一个酗酒的这样的人结婚了。
I've been married 4 times and divorced before I met Michael.
当我遇见 Michael 之前，我结婚离婚了4次。
I was married to a Muslim before.
我以前跟一位回教徒结婚。
And I would have people say to me, "How can you know Jesus and do these things?"
我也碰到有人跟我说，你怎么可能认识知道耶稣而做这样子的事？
Because I was in bondage.
因为我当时受到捆绑。
But His grace was sufficient.
但是他的恩典是足够的。
His death paid the price for me.
因为耶稣的死为我付上了一切的代价。
I have no shame.
我一点都没有羞愧。
Because shame has been nailed to the cross.
因为我的羞辱已经跟耶稣同钉十字架了。
I have no guilt and condemnation.
我没有罪恶感，也没有自我控告。
Because it's been nailed to the cross.
因为这一切的羞辱都已经跟耶稣钉在十字架上了。
I can speak to a homosexual.
我也曾经跟同性恋的在讲道。
I can love on a prostitute.
我能够爱那些妓女。
I can go out into the marketplace.
我能够到各样的职场上去。
And with prophetic eyes, I can see deep within the goal that God has within an individual.
神给我的这一双鹰的启示性的眼，我就能够看到人们里面的金矿，把他们带出来。
Because He is getting rid of judgment that's in me.
因为神把我从我里面的那种对人审判的眼光完全拿走了。
Criticism.
所有一切的批评。
A religious spirit.
所有一切宗教的灵。
I'm trying to work it herself to God.
或者是想要自己来努力而到神的面前来。
I have fallen on the rock.
我曾经掉在大岩石上。
I've allowed Him to crush me.
而且我允许耶稣用这些岩石来把我破碎了。
To bring brokenness into my soul.
而让我在魂里面的这一切的破碎。
How can I be a laborer in the harvest?
我怎么能够在末世这样来收割呢？
How can I love the unlovely?
如果我不能爱那些不可爱的人。
How can I touch the filthy?
我怎么能够不去触摸那些污秽的人呢？
If I have self-righteousness,
如果我这么的自义，
If I have a spirit of religion,
如果我有宗教的灵在我身上，
I will only choke the life out of them.
我唯有就是把他们从生命的活的里面把他们压死了，挤死了。
I don't compromise with sin, I'm a prophetess.
我是一个女先知，我绝对不以罪妥协。
Not in my life,
在我的生命当中
and not in yours.
也不在你们的生命当中。
Truth is truth.
真理就是真理。
And it will set us free.
真理会使我们得以自由。
But when I look at an individual,
可是当我看着一个个人的时候
even as I look at you,
即使我看着你们
I ask my Father,
我会问我的父神
to let me see you.
让我看见你们
As he sees you.
像他看你们一样
to see the person
看一个人
grocery store.
在那个 grocery
the teller
市场里面超级市场里面
in the bank
或者在银行里面
in the cleaners
或者在洗衣店里
Jesus, let me see him with your eyes.
耶稣就让我是用他的眼光来看你们。
Forgive me for judging people.
原谅我来论断别人。
Forgive me for using my mouth to curse people.
也求耶稣原谅我用我的口来咒诅别人。
Forgive me for letting my ears hear negative things about other people.
也求耶稣原谅我们，让我允许我的耳朵去听别人讲的一些负面的话语。
Jesus, I want your love.
耶稣，我要你的爱。
As you have shown your love to me.
就像你把你的爱彰显给我看一般。
This is one of the missions.
这就是我的使命其中之一。
Our assignment.
也是我神给我的一个差遣。
That I have from heaven.
借是从天上来的使命
is to be a vessel of his unconditional love.
就是我们要成为他毫无条件爱的器皿
to be like an alabaster box broken by his hands.
就像是那一个极珍贵的真拿大香膏在他的手中被破碎了
that people will run to him because he shines through me.
人们就会跑到他的面前来，因为耶稣透过我彰显了他的爱。
In 2001,
在2001年的时候
on Tuesday night,
在一个礼拜二的晚上
I called my youngest daughter, Dana,
我打电话给我的小女儿 Dana,
and I said, call mama.
我说打电话给妈妈
How was the new job?
你新的工作怎么样了？
She lived 10 miles down the road from me.
她住当时离开我有十英里的这样的路程。
She had moved to Florida.
她也搬到了佛罗里达。
And rededicated her life.
然后再一次的将她自己重献给耶稣。
She had been doing drugs.
她以前也是吸毒的。
She'd been a strip dancer.
她曾经是跳脱衣舞娘。
But she did love Jesus.
但她现在却是非常爱耶稣。
She had a lot of bondages.
她有许多的捆绑。
She needed to be set free.
她需要被得释放自由。
And right there in Christian International Family Church.
就在那一个西埃比尔黑门那个教会里。
In the back of the church.
在教会的后面。
She had her hands up.
她把她的头举高。
Many Sundays.
许多的主日。
Her face was red with the fire of God.
她的脸充满了神的爱火，变得很热很红。然后泪水不断地从她眼中流出。
Saying, Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinner.
然后就告诉耶稣说，耶稣赦免我，因为我是个罪人。
Help me, Jesus.
帮助我，耶稣。
Set me free, Jesus.
释放我得自由，耶稣。
I want to serve you, Jesus.
我要服侍你，耶稣。
My heart was so big watching her.
当我看到他这样子的时候，我的心是多么的喜乐。
So on this Tuesday night, I turn on the TV at 10 o'clock.
那一个礼拜二晚上，我打开了电视。
There's a news flash.
有一则新闻在讲。
Apparently, there was a car accident.
也就是说，有一个车祸发生了。
It happened at 5:30 that afternoon.
就在那一天五点半。
But I learned about it through the TV at 10.
但是那一个事件发生在当天的五点半下午，但是我是十点钟才从电视看到。
I said, Michael, I think that's Dana's car.
然后我就对我丈夫 Michael 讲 ，Michael， 那车好像是我们女儿 Dana 的车。
At this time, my oldest daughter Candy's husband Joseph.Was living with us with the four grandkids.
在那个时候，我的女婿就我大女儿死去，大女儿女婿 Joseph 跟他四个孩子是跟我们住在一起的。
That family was our ministry at that time.
那个时候呢，是我们在服侍的时候。
For 1 year.
一年的。
We ministered to my son-in-law and my four grandchildren from my first daughter who died.
我们呢，就用那一年的时间，我跟 Michael 就服侍了我的女婿还有他四个孩子。
They said they could not release the name because they had not notified the next of kin.
他们就说他们现在还不能够告诉我们到底死去的车祸死去的人是什么，因为他们还没有从那一个那个 kin.
The next of kin. They hadn't notified family. of this accident.
Okay, 他们还没有啊、哦，还没有跟啊、哦、家属来讲是什么，他们还不晓得。
The Ford Explorer was smashed in a pickup truck.
Wow, 他的车子是 Ford Explorer 就被一部那个啊、小的那个啊、卡车撞的，整部车都毁了。
I said my daughter Dana is dead.
我说我的小女儿 Dana 死了。
I called the police and sure it was her.
我打电话给警察，警察说是是她。
I've learned about her accident on the news.
我也是从电视上才了解到我女儿发生车祸了。她也是我最、小的女儿，也是我的唯一的活着的一个孩子。
On Thursday was Thanksgiving.
礼拜四就是感恩节了。
And I prepared a meal for students like you.
我、正、预备一堆的感恩节的大餐，是为着我的学生，就像你们这样，一共十四位。
Students from Christian International Ministry.
有十四位从 CI 的这一个学生要来到我家过感恩节。
I made homemade bread.
我做了自己手做的面包。
I fixed a huge turkey.
我也烤了一只很大的火鸡。
Pies, cakes.
各样的派蛋糕。
Tears rolling down my face.
我的眼泪从我的脸上一直不断地流下来。
As I loved on these students,
就我在爱这些学生的同时
，because I had one daughter in the ground,
而我却有一个孩子
，and I had another daughter in a coffin,
一个孩子在棺木里
，but I had to love with the love of Jesus,
但我却仍然要用耶稣的爱来爱这一群学生。
Friday morning at 6 o'clock.
礼拜五早上六点钟
The telephone rings.
电话响了
My sisters called me.
我的妹妹打电话给我
My mother just died.
我母亲刚刚过世了
My precious mother, I'm the youngest.
我宝贝的母亲，我是最小的一个
I did speak to her on Thanksgiving, but I did not tell her about Dana's death.
我在感恩节的时候跟他通了电话，但我没有告诉他小女儿的过世。
And she was sick.
因为她生病。
But we didn't expect her to die for quite a while.
我们没有预料到她还那么快会过世。
I have a nursing background.
我是有护士的背景。
I wanted to go love on my mommy.
我真的很想去跟我母亲住在一起。
I wanted to be there to take care of her even to her dying breath.
我真的很想跟他住在一起，一直到他临终为止。
I wanted Jesus to love my mother through me.
我要耶稣爱我母亲，是透过我的行为表现。
But I did not have the opportunity.
但我却没有机会了。
We buried Dana Saturday.
我们在礼拜六葬了我的女儿 Dana.
I didn't even see my mother in her coffin.
我却没有机会见到我母亲在她的棺木里。
They buried her on Sunday.
他们在礼拜天就埋葬了我母亲。
The strongest of Christians,
不管多坚强的基督徒
could turn away from God with all of this.
很有可能就为了发生在我身上这一切的事而离开了神。
Going to Bible school,
去了圣经学院。
Every church service,
每一个、教会主日的信息。
Giving their tithe and their offerings.
给了、忠心的给十分之一的奉献
could put their fist up and curse God and die.
能够举起他的拳头而来咒诅神而死掉
But because I had a revelation,
但因着我有启示
of who my husband really is,
我的真正的丈夫是谁
who my father really is,
我真正的父亲是谁
and that I'm only here on earth for brief time.
而我来到这地球上为只是一个很短暂的时刻
I let the dead bury the dead.
我就让死人埋葬他们的死人吧
Michael and I were in Korea 6 weeks later
六个礼拜之后 Michael 跟我就飞到了、韩国
For 1 month
一个月在那里
Loving on the Korean people
来爱韩国人
Leaving the comfort of our bed
离开了我们的安乐窝，就是我们的很舒适的床。
The comfort of our food.
也是我们很习惯的饮食。
The comfort of our culture.
我们很习惯的安乐窝就是我们的文化。
Do I grieve? Do I mourn? Of course.
我是不是很悲伤、很忧伤、哭泣？当然的。
Holidays are very difficult.
特别是在假日的时候更困难。
Candy died on Easter Sunday.
Candy 是在礼拜天死去的。
Dana died three days before Thanksgiving. Two days before Thanksgiving.
Dana 却是在感恩节两天前过世的。
In 1992, my father took a gun and committed suicide at 82 years old.
1992年，我父亲用举枪自杀了，在他82岁的时候。
Also very near Thanksgiving.
也是很接近感恩节的时候。
I had a grandson in 1998 that was run over by a mail truck and drug 100 feet.
Wow. 我有一个孙子在1998年被邮局的那个送邮差的车子把他压过，而且把他这样子一直牵引了100多次。
He is alive and he's okay.
没有死掉哈，他现在还仍然活着。
In 1991, when I took vows unto the Lord,
1991年，当我在神面前立约的时候，
my youngest daughter Dana was in a head-on collision in 1991.
那我最小的女儿也在同一年过世了。
The moment I dedicated my life to Jesus,
就在我把自己献给耶稣的那一个时刻，
the enemy came in to destroy me.
仇敌他就马上进来要把我毁掉了。
To stop me.
要停止我来服侍神。
To break my heart.
然后要把我的心压碎了。
To tempt me to leave Jesus.
就是为了要使我离开耶稣。
My grandson was 1 year old in 91 and received brain damage.
我的孙子1991年只有一岁的时候他的脑就有问题。
He is 6 years old in a 19-year-old body.
他只是六岁，但他的身体就像19岁那么样的高大。
Dana died 10 years and 4 months later in another car accident.
Dana 却在那个时候的十年跟四个月后，在车祸里面丧失了生命。
I had a grandson in 1994 that was born with a heart condition and died a day after it was born. He's in the grave.
我有一个孙子1994年出生不久后因着心脏的问题就死掉了。
Am I telling you all this to make you cry?
我告诉你这一些悲剧是要使你哭吗？
No, I'm telling you this because you are in the harvest.
我告诉你这一切的主要目的是告诉你们，你们现在正在一个收割的时候了。
Jesus said, "Don't pray for the harvest, but pray for the laborers, for they are few."
耶稣说，不是为着收割来祷告，是为着收割的工人，因为庄稼熟了，而工人却不够。
Many in the church, the bride of Christ, are dying, even in old age, and never accomplishing their mission on earth.
在教会里面有很多耶稣的新娘已经到了晚年了，而却没有完成他们在地上神给他的任何的使命。
We are so wrapped up in ourselves.
我们每一个人常常的被自己完全的吸引来，只看到自己的问题。
Worried about our family, worried about our finances, worried about our health, worried, anxious. We're so involved with me and I.
因为我们常常的只是在担忧自己的经济、自己的家庭、自己的事业，一天到晚就是被担忧捆绑着，一天到晚只担忧你和我。
Have you ever heard the cries of those that are in hell?
你们曾经听过那一些在地狱里面这些失丧灵魂的哭喊的声音吗？
You ever seen the fires of hell trying to reach out people that are on earth? I have.
你们没有见过地狱之火一直的向上延伸，想要抓住在地球上的这些失丧的灵魂吗？我看见了。
My heart is burning for souls.
我的心为着世上的灵魂而燃烧。
I will see my children.
我也看，我会看到我的孩子们。
Because they received Christ.
因为他们已经接受了耶稣。
And I've said to the enemy of my soul, you should have left me alone because I will go anywhere and everywhere my Jesus takes me.
我对这些我灵魂的仇敌，我对他们说，你们休想要得着我，我一定会到耶稣要送我去的每一个地方。
I am determined that I will complete my assignment before I leave this earth.
我已经下定了决心，在我离开这世上的时候，我一定会完成耶稣加在我身上的使命。
I will not let myself.
我绝对不会让我自己。
I will not allow my husband.
我也不会让我的丈夫。
I will not allow my spiritual children.
我也不会让我属灵的孩子们。
I will not allow money.
我也不会让金钱。
Houses.
房子。
Lands.
土地。
Titles.
还有名利地位
to stop me.
来阻止我
And I will be used of God to stir up the fire into many.
我会让神使用我来引起来激起神的火
That's why I'm here today.
这就是为什么我今天来到你们的当中
To impart to you.
要把这一团火来分赐给你们
To impart his fire.
来分赐耶稣的火给你们
His revival fires
他的复兴的火
His transformation fires
他的转化的火来传给你们
To stir you up
来把你们激励起来搅动起来
It's not about you
不是关乎你
It's about him
是关乎他
Two months ago
两个月之前
I like to put it that I received a download from heaven
我要这样讲，我从天上接到的那个很强的神的浇灌。
The Father was saying, "Save the children."
父神对我说：“救我的孩子吧。
”Save this next generation.
拯救这下一代吧。
They're dying.
他们快要死去了。
They're being sold in sex slavery.
他们已经被仇敌。卖掉成为仇敌性的俘虏
了
他们在性上面被侵犯
They're being verbally and physically abused.
他们在言语上在肉体上都被虐待了
Are they being so filled with materialism?
而且他们里面充满的物质观
Are they being trained by Islamic fundamentalists to be suicide bombers?
而且呢他们也被这些回教徒训练成为一个自我炸弹毁灭的牺牲者就是爆炸的炸弹挂在他们身上来炸毁东西。
I don't know what your age is.
我不知道你们的年纪是多少。
I'm 53.
我是53岁。
I may live to be 90.
我也许可以活到90岁。
But I want the rest of my life to count for something for the king.
但是我要我的余生是为着天上而活的。
I want Jesus to say to me,
我要耶稣这样对我说
Well done.
做得很好。
Good and faithful servant.
你这又忠心又良善的管家。
I pray that is also your prayer.
我希望这也是你的祷告。
I do have scripture quickly.Because I do, Michael and I want to minister over you before we have to close.
我现在有一段经文我要很快的给你们，因为我想在我走之前，我还要为你们祷告。
I want to also ask you to be praying for us.
我也请求你们为我祷告。
The day after Thanksgiving.
在那个感恩节之后。
We're returning to Jerusalem.
我们要回到耶路撒冷。
We are opening up a center.
我们在耶路撒冷要开一个训练中心
That will reach the Palestinian people.
而是为着要能够触摸到这一些巴勒斯坦人
The center will be called Jerusalem Hope Center.
这一个中心要叫做耶路撒冷有盼望的中心
The house is located in a village called Beth Hanina.
这一个中心要坐落在一个城市叫做 Beth Hanina，
but it is under the rule of Israel，
而是在以色列的法治管辖之下。
They have divided this city，
他们在把这城市分割为二
，with a great wall，
是用一个很高的城墙把它分割起来
，to keep the suicide bombers out of Israel。
就是要让那些自杀炸弹的人呢离开那里。
It's called the security wall.
这个叫做安全的城墙。
One side of the security wall of Beth Hanina is the West Bank.
在这一个高墙的旁边那一个就是一个West Bank， 就是我不知道中文怎么翻，西岸是吧？嗯
哼。But the part we will be in is in Jerusalem.
那我另外有一边是属于耶路撒冷，我们会在那一边。
And what we're going to be doing is doing a service
to the community. 我们在那里呢，是为着服侍当地的社区而设立的。
We are planning to have a Mother's Day out.
我们也要预备一个母亲节的这样子的一个庆典。
Food coupons for the very poor.
就是我们要提供这一些的食物给这些很贫穷的人。
An after school program for the children.
也为着这个学校放学以后的这一种补习班在那里设立着。
Arts and craft for the elderly.
让这些老年人也有一些手工艺可以学习。
Even some health checkups.
甚至健康检查。
We're doing this all by faith.
我们做这些都是因着信心去做。
The man who owns the house，
这一个拥有这一个训练中心产业的这个人
，He's holding it for us。
他就是等待把这一个屋子呢留在那里，为着使我们来使用。
He will not lease it to anyone else。
他不愿意来租给任何一个人。
He's waiting。
他就是在等待我们过去。
Like the one with the donkey。
就像那一个驴子在那里等待我们。
We're doing this by faith.
我们做这些都是凭信心而做的。
We're believing God for $60,000.
我们呢是在神里面，我们凭信心等待神供应我们60,000块。
By the time we leave in 3 weeks,
就是
a little more.
在三个礼拜之后，我们就要离开了。我们就在等待神供应我们这60,000块。
To lease it.
租借这个场地
to furnish it，
而且所有一切的家具设备
to get it ready for Christmas，
而且也为着圣诞节来预备
because the Father is saying Christmas， I want you to have a big tree，
因为父神说圣诞节的时候，我希望你有一棵大树。
I'm going to provide you a lot of toys，
而且我也要为你预备许多的玩具。
And you're going to have free food。
而且你将要有那个免费的饮食供给他们。
And we're going to invite the community.
而且我们要邀请那社区里面的贫穷人。
The Orthodox Christians, Catholic,
那些希腊正教的那一些天主教徒。
But also the Muslims.
而且更是回教徒。
We need laborers for this harvest.
我们在这一个收割的时候，我们需要工人。
Pray for the laborers to come.
就是要为着打发这些工人来祷告。
We will have them open to where you can be there 2 weeks or 1 month or 3 months or 6 months or a year.
我们会这个中心我们会敞开，你们可以来2个礼拜、3个礼拜、几个月都可以。
We're going to need nurses.
我们需要护士。
We're going to need teachers.
需要老师。
We're going to need women who have love for children just to hold them and to hug them.
我们也需要那一些有为母之心的姐妹们去抱着这些孩子去爱他们。
We still have a work in Fremont.
我们仍然在 Fremont 这个地方，我们仍然有事工。
We believe we'll have hope centers in every major nation that's third world.
我们也相信我们在第三世界国家的每一个地方，我们将来都会有一个希望中心在那里成立。
What I want to leave you with，
我要留给你们的经文是这样。
It's that where you are at right now，
不管你现在在怎么样的光景里，
It's important that you die，
很重要的是你死后，
And then you let Christ live within you，
你是让耶稣住在你的里面。
That you open up your heart
然后你打开你的心
and you ask him to give you his heart.
然后你请耶稣把他的宽广宽大的心给你
his eyes,
然后他的眼睛
his ears,
他的耳朵
be a light where you're at.
就是能够活在你的里面
he will move through you.
他就能够透过你来行出许多的事
what I was going to speak to you today about.
我今天本来要对你们所讲的是
time,
我现在没有时间了
It's the gifts of the Spirit.
本来是要跟你们谈到圣灵的恩赐
We all have gifts.
我们每一个人都有恩赐的
Go home and read 1 Corinthians 12, amen?
回家去、读哥林多前书十二章好吗
It's the same Spirit that works through each and every one of us.
因为同样一个圣灵在我们每一个人的心中工作的
Ask God to reveal what's standing in the way.
问神你现在在当中
In you,
是什么东西拦阻了你
to keep your gift dormant.
使你的恩赐没有办法发挥出来
Jesus wants you to be a gift to the world.
耶稣要你是成为这世界的礼物
Not just to church and family and friends.
而不是只为了教会只为了你的家庭只为了你的朋友
And Jesus went out into the masses. He didn't stay in the synagogue.
耶稣并没有停留在会堂里面而他是到人群当中去
I see a lot of pain here today.
我今天看到你们当中有很多有许多的痛苦
Many of you are going through some tremendous battles.
你们当中有一些人正经历一些很艰巨的、征战
So we want to give time in just a moment so we can lay hands on you. We may not be able to give you personal prophecy because of the time.
我想要为你们大家按手祷告也许我没有时间为你们一一的发意愿可能时间不够
But if you're free tomorrow night,
如果你们明天晚上有空的话
You can come to Danville because everybody's getting a personal word
那明天晚上呢你可以来到我的训练中心每一个人都会有为你们发意愿的时刻
But we do want to lay hands on you for healing for your body
但是我倒是要为你们为着你们的病来按手祷告
Emotional healing
还有情绪上面的医治
Deliverance from rejection
从受拒绝的创伤里面来为你们祷告的释放
abandonment
或者被遗弃的创伤
Especially among the women
特别是在姐妹当中
There are some issues of the heart
在你们的当中有一些是心灵里面的创伤
That are keeping you from your next level
拦阻了你要往神给你的提升的下一个领域来走
Write down 1 Corinthians 13
请你们写下哥林多前书13章
And you probably already know what it is
你们大概都知道是什么了
It's about you can have all these gifts
那就是说、你们可以有这一切的礼物
But without love
但是如果没有爱的话
It's nothing
就是什么都没有了
You can come to the seminary
你可以来神学院
Go to a Bible school, as some call it.
或者是到一些的圣经学院学校去
Serve in the church.
也在教会服事
But if you don't have love,
但是如果你没有爱
You are nothing.
你就
Your noise is nothing.
你的声音你所讲的都是、敲的响的锣敲的拔一样一无所有
How many want the impartation of unconditional love?
你们当中多少人想要得着我为你们分赐得着的这个无条件的爱情举手
Okay. I don't know how you want to do this but I feel that me and Michael are just delay hands
yeah, we can do that, yes
Praise God Please pray for us
请为我们祷告
Father, we lift up each and every person here today
父神我们把今天来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹都带到你的面前
Father, we ask that you even place us within their hearts.
父神，我们更请求你把我们放在你的心中。
Maybe even there's some missionaries to Israel in this room.
也许在我们当中有一些人你要送到以色列成为宣教士。
But Father, they're all laborers in your harvest.
但是父神，他们都是你要收割庄稼的工人。
Father, show them their significance.
父神你自己来向他们彰显他们在你的眼中是多么的奇特宝贝
Show them where their true identity lies
请你彰显让他们了解到他们在你国度里面的真正身份
Father we ask that you touch them today
父神，我现在求你来触摸他们当中每一位。
That you impart your divine healing.
也求你来医治你他们每一个人的身体。
That Father, there are miracles in this room.
父神，在这里有神迹奇事。
Miracles, Father.
神迹在我们的当中。
Miracles.
神迹在我们的当中。
Send the fire.
父神，求你送下你的复兴的火。
Send the fire of the Holy Spirit on each and every one of us today.
将圣灵的火就浇灌在每一个人里面。
Send the fire.
送下你的火。
Send the fire.
父神，送下你的火。
Send the fire, Father.
求你送下你的火。
Your heart, unconditional love we impart today, Father.
父神，你的心，那个毫无条件的爱的心，今天你就坐在我们的当中，送下你的火在我们的当中来。
Send your holy fire, Father.
父神，将你的神圣的火送下来，浇灌下来。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢父神。
Send the fire, Father.
谢谢父神。
谢谢您收听我们的课程。若您想听更多其他的课程，欢迎您到丰收神学院的网站 e-learning 的地方下载。愿神祝福您。